Abracadabra!
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday, and sorry we're late. Had some technical difficulties. Apparently, whatever it was that used to be causing a little bit of buzz in the microphone of my laptop has now decided that it's just going to cause so much buzz that you can't hear a goddamn thing past it. So
I think we determined that plugging the computer in is what's causing the buzz.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And, well, remember we had that problem that we thought when we were doing the
radio show in the car. Yeah, that was great.
So, yeah, this is Jick, and Jick running on battery power.
So, if we disappear inexplicably, it's because batteries are terrible.
We might have to switch to music every once in a while to charge the laptop. Because there's no buzz when we're playing music, unless we're playing the Soup Dragon's Divine Thing, or another buzz clip. Remember the 90s?
Yeah, they were great.
We were starting to get old even then.
I wasn't getting old in the 90s.
Riff, shut up.
I didn't... Oh, okay.
say hello, Riff.
Hello.
You're supposed to say hello, Riff. Don't you know how vaudeville works?
No.
Oh, tonight's show is in vaudevision.
Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't get that memo.
Anyway, we don't have a whole lot of questions.
And I think rollover is about to start. Has started.
Yeah. Well,
is
rollover starts in like 9 minutes. Somebody's supposed to stop breathing so hard. I don't know who it is.
Probably me.
Into their mic. Yeah.
I like to breathe. Sorry. It's a habit.
It's like you're addicted
breathing
to
is fun.
Oxygen and carbs. My wife is playing with Legos nearby. Just to keep up her quota of doing things that make a whole lot of noise while we're trying to be on the radio.
I don't think that makes enough
flipping me
noise.
Off is quiet. No, and you're far enough away from the mic so it's not going to be a big deal at all.
Also,
hi guys.
You're fart enough.
What you drinking?
Fucking Izzy with gin.
Izzy with gin.
Jizzy.
Like a grape cross.
Jizzy. It's a
jizzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting dizzy with it.
Let's make a joke about ejaculation combined with a copyright violation. That sounds like a great asshole rape. We could be like Kleenex rape. Yeah.
What?
We could put in an item called Kleenex rape.
Okay.
So it'd be a rape joke combined with a copyright violation.
Oh, I see. Do we use dumpster in there, don't we?
Yeah.
I think we do.
I don't think we even capitalize it and trademark it.
No.
Oh, wow.
Plexiglass. But we misspell plexiglass.
Do we?
Yeah.
How do you
plexiglass, the trademark is Plexiglass.
Oh, good.
And
oh.
There's this giant argument in the Wikipedia discussion page about Kingdom of Loathing about
whether
they should correct the spelling of plexiglass
on the
KOL article. And they're like, you know, the cooler heads are coming in and saying, like, what the fuck? This is how they spell it. Why would we change it to something that makes it even more a violation of a trademark? Like, hi, our good says, hi, this is my first show, and I can tell because you sent a private message to me. Normally, I don't read those on the radio, but I wanted to welcome you, Pi R Good.
And indeed, Pi R Good.
Pi R Good. We didn't have any pie. We were at a party at Sly's house before we came
Everything
here.
Is bacon, man. What is the deal?
Yeah.
Every party recently, there's been some sort of like bacon fetish.
Yeah, serious bacon enthusiasm that I'm not entirely sure I can get behind to the extent that I would need to.
I mean, Lenore is definitely into bacon.
Yeah.
And she's very serious about it. Like bacon-flavored dental floss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake bacon flavor is just the nastiest shit ever.
Unless you're really into bacon, in which case you're like, this is my favorite thing.
Really into fake bacon, I guess. Nightmare writes, abracadabra! yeah, I've been spending way too much time with Nightmare for the last few days.
It's true.
My wife can attest.
Although you can tell them apart now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I lost some
weight.
I lost some weight. Oh! Burn! Nightmare!
Someone called a burn ward.
Glasses. You lost some glasses.
I lost some glasses, My glasses broke right when I decided to start wearing contacts.
That was really convenient.
I know. It was like my glasses were helping me.
I discovered the first, small scratch on my new lenses.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Sad.
The first one's always the saddest.
It is.
Now you can start throwing them in the drawer with all your sandpaper as you sleep.
Right.
That special sandpaper drawer?
The sandpaper drawer that you keep on top of the dryer. It's a great place to keep your lenses, you know? Because of the sandpaper and the...
And the vibration.
Yeah.
I was thinking of what you'd use sandpaper next to your bed for when you go to sleep. And then I was like, I'm going to make it really dry for you.
That video was not funny enough to be as popular as it is.
It was pretty funny. It was a joke
exchange,
that went on way too
right.
long.
The exchange, yeah. How much teeth do you want? What? None. No teeth. That was being passed around in dev today for
yeah, that was unusual. Because we just stumbled on that, right? Didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
Somehow?
Yeah.
You were looking for porn on the internet? On
was,
YouTube?
No, it was followed up. Okay. Every once in a while, I go in and follow up the whitest kids you know or something. It was linked to it.
Did I tell you that YouTube's policy of no porn is getting them in serious trouble with they cannot use the excuse that they do not moderate the content. Yeah. So since they know what's on there, they're in a lot more trouble for violating... intellectual property. Huh. If they had just let porn be on there.
I for one welcome our porn on YouTube overlords.
Yeah.
What's weird is that, you know, they play stuff that's, although it's pretty hard for me to imagine them getting a lot of porn that wasn't also copyrighted, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Like,
although I mean a lot of amateur porn would probably go up on YouTube.
It's like homemade porn. A lot of 15-year-old girls with webcams.
Oh, that would be all kinds of problematic.
Couldn't get them in any trouble. those of us here in the office now understand even better why Nightmare is never allowed to be on the radio.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while he's like, pow, pow, pow. Because he's a really good human beatboxer.
Yeah. That is so true.
And the thing is, everything that I make fun of Nightmare for is just him repeating stuff that I...
It's also true.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. So, sorry about the sort of absurd informality of the show. We fucked around with this buzz for so long that I...
It was a real buzz kill.
I accidentally drank 40 beers. And, it's all crazy con prep, and there's already a million people in town, and we're going to Rocky
Horror. Yeah, the first unofficial, official unofficial event.
Yeah.
This is fine.
So it'll be my wife's first time at Rocky Horror.
I do it all the time.
She does it all the time.
She does her first time all the time.
Yeah, yeah. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
It was a violent sense.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm always on. let's see. I think we have
A dozen questions.
Some of these are from last week, too.
Oh, good. I know a lot of them are referencing your discussions.
Yeah, Shiver Warp had the exact same horse suspended by springs that I did.
Horse suspended by springs?
Yeah, it was like a rocking horse I had when I was a kid, but it was like a metal frame, open on the front and the back, and a frame on the sides, with springs leading from the four corners into a horse. Like a plastic horse that you'd ride.
Okay.
That was just, you know, so you could move it. You'd basically just bounce back and forth.
Right. No. So, it was suspended from springs.
Yeah.
From, like, was, how did, was the...
It was maybe 2 feet tall.
Okay.
Springs go off in each corner.
So
yeah.
Not,
like, tall. They're, like, horizontal.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Nightmare's drawing it on the whiteboard next to the coat hanger. Riff asked me if I wanted anything from IKEA, and I said, yeah, I want some coat hangers, but it's a special kind of coat hanger. Let me draw it for you.
It looks just like a regular coat hanger.
But it's...
It was a good enough drawing that we found it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got all the fucking coat hangers.
No. Well, I guess... I feel like that would be a really dangerous toy.
No.
Because the springs are kind of inherently dangerous.
No, they're not. This was the 70s, man. There was no such thing as danger for
Yeah, people. I mean, the horse itself was made out of rusty scrap metal.
I see. Huh.
Yeah, what's weird is
lead paint.
What's weird is almost no one survived that era.
No, the ones that did were so horribly maimed that...
Like us. Yeah, the only ones that survived were the pricks. We were just too lame to get killed by lead paint or strangers.
We're kind of retarded from the lead paint, though.
That is true.
Yeah?
That is true.
And the Fiesta wear.
Yeah, the radioactive Fiesta wear. They quit doing that in, like, the 50s.
Was it that late?
Yeah. when they had also figured out the radium dials on the glow-in-the-dark watches that you didn't have to charge. They just glowed in the dark all the time. Hey, check it out. Great.
My wrist is huge. That was actually really sad. There was a documentary about the Bikini Atoll tests, like the nuclear tests out there, and, like, a lot of the sailors just got terrible radiation poisoning. Like, parts of their bodies just sort of engorged, and it was really gross.
Wow, that is gross.
Yeah.
I went to Rotten.com for the first time in years yesterday, because I saw some reference to it. Saw a picture of a guy with a banjo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the banjo?
Yeah, no, that was weird.
There was some.
It was a banjo covered with giant goiters. Like, he looked like Jabba the Hutt.
The banjo was covered with goiters?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like...
There was a guy in the...
An underwater guy who controlled the sea?
No, there was a guy...
An underwater guy who controlled the sea?
I see, every time you say something, I lose my train of thought. We could just do this all night.
Mm-hmm.
Who had some sort of disorder where... I think it was either tumors or, like, his skin didn't stop growing or whatever, but, like, his face was distended to be about, I don't know, like, 3 or 4 feet across. It was fascinating. It was very, very strange looking.
He walked into a bar and the bartender said, "Why the distended face?"
Yeah.
I bet that happened.
Yeah. He didn't tend to go out much because he was embarrassed.
I see. Let's see. Looking at the we're just really not gonna. Because Stupid says, "Hey, Jack and Scully, how about a clan dungeon that takes us to the moon? It could be all crazy Dr. Seuss stuff." What did Dr. Seuss do on the moon?
What did he do on the moon?
For breath.
Yeah. Jumped really high.
Yeah.
Hit a golf ball really far.
We could do like a Little Prince type stuff, I guess.
Except with, like, Prince.
Yeah.
The boy formerly known as Little.
Little Prince. He wants to grow a baobab tree with a vagina so that he can sing a song about fucking it.
It'll only grow if you can make the rain purple.
There you go. Yeah. I think we're onto something.
Okay.
We've already got the raspberry beret.
That's true.
Let's see. Cyber 34 says, "Getting the captain's dentures by using the frat house blueprints doesn't actually consume the map. Giving him the dentures takes them away." Okay. That's not
really a question.
Also, we know about the new hat rack for weapons. You need to keep those things locked down more. Yeah, this was a weird case.
And also, you don't really.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know. From different...
Foodseeker says, "Who do robots hate? Robot hates the monkey. James Kochalka Superstar wouldn't have balladized their epic conflict if not." I have never listened to any of his music. I've been reading his daily comic strip for the last couple of years.
James Kochalka Superstar?
Collections, yeah. Go to AmericanElf.com.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking awesome.
Is it really?
It's so great.
I'll check it out.
Like, it takes a little while. Like, you'll read a stupid one. He's gotten a lot, like, sappier as he's gotten older. It's, you know, his comics will be about just, like, playing stupid games with his kid or whatever, because he keeps having kids.
But man,
I'm sure he would agree. He hasn't lost his edge. He hasn't lost his artistic integrity. It's just that there are a lot of comics that you might look at in the modern days and think, "Oh, this is not that great."
So, one of my former housemates, at Fossil Faggot Ridge was. Making some t-shirts that he was going to sell on the internet, one of which was "I hate robots," and one of which was "hipsters ruin everything," but neither of those domains seem to be pointing to t-shirts. So I don't know what their business model is.
Neither of what domains?
IHateRobots.com and hipstersruineverything.com.
those were his websites.
Those were the two T-shirts, which I think were supposed to be the also the same name websites. I don't know.
His first attempt idea, quitting your job and trying to make money selling t-shirts on the internet.
His first run, he was silkscreening his own shirts, and his first run of the Hipsters Ruin Everything shirt was printed backwards. And I was like, you realize that that's so much funnier than your original idea, right? He's like, yeah, I think I might try to sell them this way. And I'm like, perfect.
Let's see. The World of Square says, please fix the MMG so I can win back the $400 million it has taken from me. Thank you. Also, happy birthday, Mr. Skullhead. Yeah, yesterday was Mr. Skullhead's birthday.
He's like 31 bajillion years old.
I think 31. Kevin B says, want a great meat sink? How about a / MMG chat command?
Huh. The barrier to enter so high. But
yeah. Poon says, Bristol is a girl's name since it's slang for boob.
What?
And then,
Cockney rhyming slang, maybe.
Yeah, Cockney rhyming slang. For, apparently, Bristol City titty.
City?
Yeah.
So then New York is also a slant rhyme for...
her Yorks.
Yeah.
That woman's got a nice pair of Yorks. Cockney rhyming slang, you can basically just make shit up.
It's just tough because it's finding the, like, what it, just without having heard of stuff, you're trying to figure out what they're saying is really hard. There was an entire Mystery Hunt puzzle about rhyming slang.
Oh, yeah.
But it was established slang, so it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Right. Like, I like Burke.
Which is what?
It's, you can call somebody a Burke, and it's rhyming slang for cunt, because it's like Berkshire Hunt. The Berkshire Hunt, which is apparently something.
Wow.
Something, yeah, Burke. But I like that, because that's what everybody calls each other in Planescape Torment.
It's Burke.
Yeah.
Because of that?
B-E-R-K. Well, I mean, a lot of the dialect in the sort of, like, lower castes in the city of Sigil is based on that kind of rhyming slang stuff. Huh. Sable 4 says, doesn't the very act of somebody using a name make it a real name in the sense that somebody really used it? This doesn't prevent it from being a stupid name, but it is real. Yeah.
What was the name that they wouldn't let the parents... There was like a... They wanted to put a number in the name or something.
There's been a few of those I've heard of.
That they've actually been denied on birth certificates or something. Like
well, it's in like, there's a certain country where there's...
Was it in like the
like Denmark or Sweden or something like that?
Well, there are places where, there's a list of names that you can choose from for your...
Oh, really?
For your kids, yeah.
Is it a long list? Or is it just like three?
Yeah.
Sven one? Because that works.
I don't know. I went to high school with a dude named Sven.
Is Stieg one of them?
Stieg, yeah. You can name your kid Stieg, you can name your kid Headland, or you can name your kid Stieg Headland, or you can name your kid Headland Stieg Headland. So
it's just limited by however long you want people to say saying their name.
Yeah. It's really difficult to search for anybody's name in the database there because, like,
Steve,
everybody's
Steve,
name is
Steve, 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 Steve.
Same thing with, like, Badger and Mushroom.
All right.
Which are both acceptable names.
That's true. I don't know. I could see somebody being named Badger.
Just because there's a character Badger and... Firefly.
Is there? Who's Badger in Firefly?
Wasn't that the first sort of shady contact that they had?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. The British
was,
dude.
Was he British or Irish?
He had a Cockney accent.
It was a Cockney accent.
Also, he said, the reason I use Ubuntu Linux is because the freaking hard drive crashed on my family's 4-year-old desktop, the restore CD refused to work because we replaced too much crappy hardware that broke in this forsaken lemon of a system, and a replacement copy of Windows cost $200, and it would be Vista, not XP. A replacement copy of Windows is free if you steal it.
Wow, that's some sage advice. So's my car.
Well, yeah. Hey, buddy, free car. You don't have a car.
Yeah, well, that's why it's...
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why you don't mind if somebody steals it. Now, what I'm saying is, I'm sure that one of your buddies has a licensed copy of Windows XP that is not actually installed on anything, but he could just give you the disk. You know, because anybody who's upgraded to Vista...
Do they...
First of all, they deserve for you to take all of their stuff.
Do Windows have the thing where you can't use the same operating system disk on two machines?
You know... I don't know. You have to activate it online, but I must have accidentally done that at some point. Like, I don't have more computers running Windows than I have legitimate copies of Windows,
right.
But I basically have only kept one disk, and I think every time I install it on anything, I use the same CD key.
Because Adobe was pretty serious about limiting installations, and I've been letting someone use my old laptop and have it run across... being unable to launch one of my Microsoft Office programs because it's installed on my old machine and my new.
It's frustrating that, like, you know, if you just delete a copy of the app without unregistering it,
right.
You have to, like, call support, or if your computer gets stolen, or if it sets on fire,
right.
If it gets set on fire.
The Windows registry thing, I think, is kind of sketchy. I bought a terabyte hard drive for a little over $100.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
where did you even find it?
On buy.com.
Buy.com?
They sent me the
You went there by accident. You were trying to go to buycurious.com?
Yeah.
Satisfaction brought you back from that particular...
no, I got... What did I get there? That I bought something else there recently. It was also good and inexpensive. Oh, a monitor. I got a $200 22-inch LCD screen.
Huh.
That's kind of where I started buying all my hardware from, because I've not found better deals than there.
ChefBob27 says, why can't we buy and sell Time Juice at the mall? Well, because if that had been tradable, it would have been broken as shit. Because everybody got a bunch.
Well, I wouldn't say 8 is a bunch. It might be enough.
Linkmaster says, since the hobo tattoo is really hard to get, could you maybe put 5 hobo power per tattoo piece on there? Only if it's equipped, of course.
The per piece is kind of excessive.
Yeah, because that would be crazy powerful. The thing is, I kind of don't want to set the precedent of a tattoo actually doing something. Because then it's just like...
There's no reason to ever use any other tattoo for now.
I mean, unless we just decide that every tattoo is going to do something. You know, basically making it a new equipment slot.
It's an interesting idea, but yeah, that is kind of rough.
You know, in another game, the tattoo... That was another cool thing about Planescape Torment. You could get tattoos that you could equip in different slots.
Like, could you unequip them?
I don't know, I think so. Maybe not. Maybe you could only do it in... Well, because you were like a dude. Your body was all fucked up. Anyway, you weren't like a regular guy. You were kind of like a mummy.
Oh, not like some sort of planar being.
No, you were just... You were a normal human, but you were like thousands of years old.
Huh.
Because you couldn't die. So your body was all...
Oh, interesting.
Your body was all beat up.
Was it all saggy?
It was all desiccated.
Huh. Did you just...
Sometimes throughout the game, you'd find stuff that you hid inside your own body. Every time you died and reincarnated, you'd lose all your memories, so...
Oh, weird.
Except over the course of the game.
Would you tattoo stuff on yourself?
The one point where you go into a bar and the bartender's like, hey, you still owe me from the last time you were in here, and you're like, what? He's like, yeah, don't you remember? You left this eyeball as collateral. So you pay the dude the money he owes you and take your eyeball out of this jar and, like, swap it out for the one of the ones that you've got in your head, and it brings some memories back. It's a weird, weird game. Unfortunately, it started, like, way crashing on me, so I haven't been able to finish it.
Way crashing?
Yeah, like, every time it transitioned... Like, I'm stuck in a zone that there's only one way out of it, and every time it transitions to the next area, it causes a crash.
Huh. Is it because you're running Windows on a Mac?
Well, it's probably because of all the crazy mods you're running.
Maybe.
They're fighting with all the crazy punks that are already, on, already on your system.
Was it mods? No, it was goths that were getting beaten up in Mexico, right?
No, I thought it was mods.
It was rock. No, it was emo
kids.
Yeah,
emo goths getting beaten up in Mexico.
Wow. So many clicks.
There's Emo Phillips is still around.
Emo Phillips is still around. I randomly was just watching when we were at GDC.
Yeah.
I just randomly decided to watch some old Emo Phillips clip from the 80s.
That was
and
strange.
He made some weird joke about columns.
It was ionic.
Yeah.
It was funny. But it was like, how many people in the audience actually got that joke?
Zah says, what's your stand on MMG multis? Is there such thing as an MMG multi?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like a mall multi for people who want to piss away money instead of making it.
I mean, did we actually implement that you can't take people's bets who on whose ignore list you are on?
No.
Okay, because that would be the only
I don't see any other reason.
Thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of arguing about that.
I guess you could use it to launder money from one character to another. Because there'd be a slight percentage loss, but and also you'd have to worry about the chances of
somebody else
grabbing the bet before your multi can. But
and it's it's also.
I mean, you might as well just take everyone else's bets and not be involved in multi abuse, and you'd have the same.
If they're asking, I don't understand, because you can almost always get to the MMG, right? It's not like...
Can you MMG with money from Hanks?
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yeah, so I don't know why you'd want an MMG multi. Yeah.
Okay, I'm against them. I don't know what they are, but I'm against them.
Yeah. So there was... Something came in the mail. I put it on Riff's chair today. It was a voter guide for Arizona. It was like 200 pages long.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably got all the... Propositions.
The thing about those propositions is anyone who
this one just has
an argument gets it published in that.
Yeah. That's a different booklet than what I've got than what.
That's
came
not even
today.
That's not even what's in your booklet.
No, what's in here is biographies of every single candidate for everything in both English and Spanish.
Okay, I didn't actually look at it. I was just like, this is shocking.
But the other one
is... I've never gotten such a thing at all.
The other one has some really retarded crap in it, because I guess there's like a small fee, but you can pay a small fee and write anything you want about a proposition coming up, and they have to print it.
Can we advertise in there?
I think Proposition 202 is a great idea, and also this video game, KingdomOfLoathing.com, is...
I mean, if we gave them, like, $20, could we just have our URL go on for, like, 3 pages?
We'd have to throw some abracadabra in there just to...
Abracadabra!
Abracadabra!
That's possible.
A picture of somebody's balls. Submitting the fee along with your argument against Proposition 202, and it's just a cock and balls.
102 is... Well, I was going to say that. It's like, yes on marriage. And I'm like... Are you for or against gay marriage? Because you're completely unclear.
Soon, guys, we'll be safe. We'll be safe because there will be a state constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Yay! We're safe! I will never stop having sex with dudes.
Yeah, he just won't be able to marry them anymore.
Yeah, I just won't be able to marry any dude.
Yeah, now it's all gonna be illegitimate.
Vic Threven says, how hard would it be to add /PM as a way to private message people? This is what Twilight Heroes uses, so I often lose messages that way. Okay. I could see that. Unless I ever want to implement a postomancer command. Like, you hit /PM and then type a name, and it creates a new level 1 postomancer with that name.
Wow.
Do we already have /W? Does that work?
Yeah, slash W does a who.
Okay.
Slash W does a who if you don't put anything
slash
after.
Slash W with arguments. We'll send it.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, because that's what it is in WoW.
Yeah, because I had from Battle.net was where that.
Oh wow!
There's also that slash V.
Slash V is useful.
Yeah, it's for making a vagina. It creates a level 1 vagina with the name specified. That's the only. That's we've added a new class, and that's the only way to get to it. But you don't get to specify a password.
There's also not a lot of class involved.
That's true. You don't even want to know what the skills are. Roger Flint says, no plus 5% Moxie hobo market hat? Bug or feature? Shouldn't the fedora give 5% Moxie instead of muscle like the top hat? When's the last time a fedora helped you beat people up? Well,
the fedora makes you tough.
Yeah, fedora does make you tough. See?
Yeah.
Riff?
Yes?
Did you do that on purpose?
What was that?
The
Sorry,
hats.
I got distracted.
The hobo hats.
What about them?
Apparently there's 2 5% muscle ones and 1 5% missed one.
No, I didn't code anything that they did. I just described
I think
them.
You might have
you.
Done
no,
that.
It was you.
It wasn't me. I don't tend to put percent muscle, percent stat stuff on things.
But you did.
Did I?
Yeah, it was you.
Okay.
It's your fault. I can't look right now because of rollover.
Yeah, I can't do anything because of rollover. All I want to do is roll over, and I can't because of rollover.
I have 34% battery remaining.
Did you start at 100?
I don't know.
Were you paying
attention? Probably not.
Okay.
Probably did not start at 100.
All right.
120
minutes of battery status.
Yeah. Yep, still at 34. Play Havoc says, hey, I understand that we had the whole less turns on buffs to make us slower, but those of us that are already slow could use a break. Could we get some more turns out of our self-buffs or have them cost less or...
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Less turns on buffs to make us play slower. What is that referencing about?
I think it's talking about the, like...
The weapon thing? Like, you only get 5, but you actually get...
Yeah.
You can actually get more turns.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's what they're referring to.
I see. It doesn't actually make you play slower.
Data Vortex says, can you run a query to tell how many people have max minus 1, max minus 2 familiars in their terrarium? Perhaps consider a leaderboard just showing the sum of players with that many. That'd just be kind of a leaderboard of how rich people are.
Yeah, it's so many of the familiars are antiquated Mr. Store familiars that's... I don't think that's necessarily a fair leaderboard.
No and Am links to a Scat Manson video. It's that Scat Man Carruthers or whatever, that on the Scat Man song, only
uh-huh.
with footage of Charles Manson from various interviews, like dancing around and talking.
Weird.
It starts out with Charles Manson talking, and then it just slowly like degenerates into babbling, and then the song kicks in. The beginning of it's pretty funny, but it wasn't worth watching past the first. Ardlen says, does Baron von Ratzwurst still scale based on past ascensions in Bad Moon? He does. It doesn't...
Huh.
It kind of doesn't matter. I feel like, in general, he's the same for anybody who's doing Bad Moon runs. Because he stops that after 10 ascensions or something.
I forget what
I don't remember exactly either, but it's not too far. Baron von Ratzwurst will probably get something of a facelift. There's a little.
He's wealthy enough.
That's true. He can afford it. He can afford it. There's an idea we have for doing some stuff that Ratsworth is going to be kind of a test bed for.
Yeah.
I don't
Did
know.
You see that that stuff I was blathering about in dev chat the other night about
what?
A possible revamp to the bit to the tavern basement
to the
quest
you want it to just be random
yeah but I filled in some more detail than that. I'll make a wiki post.
Okay. Something where you have to click on a section that's adjacent to one that you've already explored.
Not exactly.
Is it fun?
It's
fun? Is it a fun game?
It's
going to be completed in 0 turns if you have enough ascensions.
No.
Is there any skill involved? Is there any luck involved?
There is luck involved, but I came up with a
funny name for luck.
Yes.
So that makes cool.
I came up with an alternate spelling of luck.
Lock?
So that
they,
the people who don't like quests that depend on luck maybe lock, they won't notice.
Lock, lick, whack. Those are all taken, man.
Is it leck?
Yeah, is it leck?
L-E-C-K.
maybe we're okay if it's leck.
Yeah, yeah.
There could be the Walensa variety.
Yes.
And the Sleuthor variety. I think that we're going to have to, I'm sorry about this, but I think that we're going to have to take a music break to charge the laptop.
It's about time for a music break.
Sorry, this is, well, sort of. It would be if we hadn't started 20 minutes early.
Well, that's true.
Late.
Early or late, one of the two. Okay. But this will give you a chance to write us some questions, because rollover's
end. Well, it is rollover.
It still is, but eventually it won't be.
Well, you could, like, write them down on some paper, and then when rollover
mail
ends...
Mail them to us! No.
Forums aren't faster than the mail.
No.
I need to find some music... I'm looking through some of Fusilaband's music, and I don't know.
It's
probably not a good idea.
I tried looking for that, and I couldn't find it.
Looking for what?
Fusilaband's music.
Oh, it's just in a directory called MP3 on the network drive.
Huh.
It's not in media. There's a media MP3, which is my old MP3 collection from before.
I was looking at media.
I used to get all my MP3s from Hotline.
Hotline.
Yeah, this weird sort of Mac-based BBS sort of thing where you could...
Wait, you were, like, dialing up?
No, it started working, it worked via TCP/IP. Somebody would run a Hotline server, and you'd connect to it, and there'd be, like, a chat and some message boards or whatever, and...
Okay.
So, there's miscellaneous and unsorted. There's modern instrumental and classical instrumental. There's from games... Riffs mashups.
Do I?
There's some, yeah, there's some sort of Riffs mashups folder on the network drive.
I think that I'm just going to dump a whole bunch of Indigo Girls into here.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You have no respect for anybody.
Come on. The Indigo Girls rule. Alright, we'll see you after a whole bunch of...
You can just put Lore's Indigo Girls song... Infinite repeat.
That thing was fucking great. That was one of the funniest things that was ever on Bunching Shuttlecracks.
It was just well made.
The
idea was brilliant.
Did you ever see that riff?
Yeah.
I think I saw it.
Because it was just your roommate plays the Indigo Girls, and it was just a flash animation that would randomly generate somebody trying to play Closer to Fine. But that was fuck. Hold on. And it's starting over.
And it would be like different segments of it. It was great.
Anyway, here's Closer to Fine.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. Best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. Sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains. I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to fine. Great movie, he graded my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper.
questions pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I see my soul, the more sunken it is. Closer I am. With a headache like my head against the board, twice as cloudy as I've been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. And
I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. And we go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children.
The less I see my source, the more something it is.
Closer I am to
has come. Fasten up your earthly burdens, you have just begun. In the heat of the night I saw you bleed, under I could hear you scream. Solitude, the air I breathe, open eyed and fast asleep. Falling softly as the rain, no footsteps ringing in your ears. Drag it down onto the skin, all your raging, half your fear. Secure yourself to heaven, hold on tight, the night has come. Fasten off your earthly burdens, you have just begun. Down with broken prayers, hearts and bones from days of youth. Restless with an angel's wing, I dig a grave to bury you. No feet to fall, you need no ground. Allow to glide right through the sun, released from circles guarded tight. Now we all are chosen ones. Secure yourself to heaven, hold on tight, the night has come. Fasten off your earthly burdens, you have just begun. Secure yourself to heaven, hold on tight, the night has come. Fasten off your earthly burdens, you have just begun. I saw you leave the thunder, I could hear you scream. Solitude, the air I breathe, open eye, fast asleep. All softly as the footsteps ringing in your ears. Drag it down onto the skin, for your raging half your fear. Secure yourself to heaven, hold on tight, the night has come. Fasten off your earthly burdens, you have just begun. Secure yourself to heaven, hold on tight, the night has come. Fasten off your earthly burdens, you have just begun. Secure yourself to heaven, hold on tight, the night has come. Fasten off your earthly burdens, you have just begun.
Galileo said was on the block. The crime was looking up the truth. And as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. And then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. Right. Did any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. And then I think about my fear of motion, which I never could explain. Ocean years ago, was the precious little airplane. How long till my soul? once in your lifetime. Some sort of inspiration to let the next life off the hook. But you'll say, look what I had to overcome from my last life. I think I'll write a book. How long till my soul gets it right? Any human being might try his life. Except for
And we're back. Oh, God. Oh, make it stop.
Yes. Okay. Wow. That must have been really painful.
No, it wasn't actually. It wasn't actually as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Are we
somehow have less battery than we did when we say.
No, really?
Not really. It's a 28%, though. This is going
to... We're probably going to die.
Yeah.
Well, so our options are to...
keep talking with a terrible buzz.
Yeah, I can hear myself, which seems like I shouldn't be able to hear myself, though.
So you can hear yourself coming out of the speakers?
Can't you hear a reverb?
What about now?
No, I'm fine now.
Okay, I think you were hearing yourself coming out of this tiny speaker here hanging from my shit, because I had the speakers turned up so that I could hear it.
I mean, we can just broadcast with the buzz. I feel like that's going to be better than letting it just die. Not right now. Let's just go on as long as we can. Will the computer just completely shut down without
warning?
I don't
know what it does when the battery dies when I'm broadcasting. Like, I honestly don't. I feel like it gives you, like, a second.
Then be on the ball.
All right, I'll be on the balls.
The balls.
Let's see. Tatter says, Mr. Skullhead, you should name your kid Raiden. Like the Christopher Lambert from Mortal Kombat. Ooh, you should name your kid Christopher Lambert. So you should have a kid, and you should name your kid Christopher Lambert. Christopher Lambert. James Spader.
Spader. Yeah.
Christopher Lambert. Yeah. Willem Dafoe. Ah, man. I'm really prejudiced against people with speech impediments.
You're what? You're prejudiced against people with impediments?
I don't like retards either. Retards. Man Mobile says, yeah, that was awesome. Last night we were... Yeah, no.
Wait,
no.
What?
We spent a little time last night. We were pretending to be a barbershop quartet singing Yakety Sax. There were only three of us to begin with, and then my wife said something about us sounding like we had Down syndrome, so then we sang a much, much slower version of Yakety Sax. Made through the whole thing. Just really loud.
Was this at the bar?
It was at the bar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was mortified.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The joys of getting really drunk before con hits.
I wasn't even that drunk. I just have... I have very little shame in general. Aaron Burke has zero shame. Like, he will just do anything, anywhere, in public. Like, seriously.
Wait, which window?
When we were at PAX, we were on like the 30th or the 32nd floor of this hotel, and I had to pee, and my wife was in the bathroom, so I ran over to the minibus's room next door, and I'm like, guys, look out the window, and then I ran around to my room and pissed out the window. Wow. You know, it was so high up that
unless I'm mistaken, airplanes just immediately vent all the stuff in the bathroom.
Yes, they're just... I'm pretty sure that when you hit that flush button, it is opening a channel to the outside of the plane.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
If there's a bird there, I want to do it!
What there's...
yeah, I think that's why they fly over unpopulated areas.
Oh yeah.
Or why the middle of the country is so well fertilized.
Right. Because that blue stuff looks like it'd be really good for plants.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it has electrolytes, plants crave.
Yeah.
Man Mobile says, can the recipes given in the Haunted Library be placed automatically into your list of discovered recipes? They can and in fact are. C.D. Moyer is a fucking wizard.
He is. Yeah.
When he gets here, we should give him a robe and a wizard hat.
You were just going there.
Landar the second says, would it be possible to please split up some of the crafting by category, e.g. potions and foods? They should be. They're categorized as well as we could categorize them. XYM says, I've never used KOL Mafia except to quickly make recipes. Now I have almost no reason to use it. Hooray! Tom Bill says, ever considered rigging canopic jars to give powdered organs like the Black Picnic Basket does? Black Picnic Basket doesn't give powdered organs.
Are they not in the Zap group with
anything?
Something?
I don't know.
I think they might be.
You think powdered organs are in a Zap group or something?
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Ancient Spice, which also comes with the Canopic jars.
That might be what I'm thinking.
Canopic jars?
Canopic jars. Turned into a Tom Green show. Canopic jars. I've got the Canopic jars. Canopic jars.
Yeah, they're not in a Zap group.
They're not in a Zap
group. Dave, do you want some Canopic jars?
Jars.
Is it Tom
jars.
Jars.
Jars. Jars. No, I was right there with you, Hagulis.
Okay.
Jars.
I gotta watch Freddy Got
Fingered. They have the same picture.
I know. That was the joke. There's not really any difference between them.
Yeah.
Pasten Gum says, new crafting system is interesting. Any chance of multi-use recipes being discoverable as well? That's something
multi-use
that people...
Multi-use recipes?
Yeah, like the cling film, the duct tape.
I asked about that, and you were like, no!
Where do you stop, is what I'm saying.
You don't. That's the problem. Some of it just has to stay as it is.
Yeah.
Because
there's stars and lines, you know, there's pixels, there's super tinkering.
And they're all over the place. They're all in different scripts, and they're all handled very differently.
They're all in different scripts. They all have dramatically different interfaces to using them.
Yeah. And it's not worth our time to really fix all that stuff, I don't think.
Yeah. It would be a pain in the ass. The way that they would all have to work is, you know,
because you can't. There's no standard there's no standard interface for all that.
Yeah, and there wouldn't really be a good way to store it all in one table, right? So you know, because some things are like, you know, four different items in various integer quantities, and some of them are, you know, various quantities of two items, and
or just a single item that multi-used or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, which I guess now that I'm saying it out loud, really, I can imagine a data structure that would encompass all of those, and it would just, you know, just a list of... Because nothing is really ever made out of more than, like, three things.
But then, you know,
one for the misshapen animal skeleton, you know? Do you want one for the NPCR?
We kind of want things... How do I put this? Like, there are places where there are just, like, narrative ties to the way things are being made.
Yeah, like the mystic is fashioning things out of pixels.
And this, you know, and the star charts, I mean, that is a narrative tie-in. You know, like having all that in a single script really takes you away from what's going on.
I mean, there are a tremendous number of things in the game that are not crafting, and they seem like crafting,
right.
I guess, you know, from a certain point of view. From a certain point of view, I was being Luke Skywalker.
I see. He says that all the time.
No, just that once. When he's all mad at Ben. At Ben's ghost.
Right. Who isn't mad at
Ben? And he's all, Ben, the two of us need look no more. Because suddenly he was Luke Skywalker Jackson. Istanbul says, okay, crafting update is awesome. Now how about in discoveries, when you click paste, have it make one for you and bring you back to the discoveries page? It does. Well, it does if you turn on one-click crafting. That is exactly how that is supposed to work. The only people that I have seen bitching about this update are the ones who are claiming that it now takes them more clicks to make things, and I think they're just doing it wrong.
It seems like it's possible that they're not handling it right, because I think the thing is we're considering drop-downs a click, whereas I don't think they are.
I think
the fact that it automatically populates drop-down seems like a huge time saver to me. You might have been able to tab to things faster before in certain circumstances, maybe.
Yeah, some people who were saying it was more clicks to do stuff did not know about the crafting link in the menu.
Okay.
Somebody who said, yeah, fuck that, I don't use that menu, as a sort of counter argument for no, it's actually fewer clicks than before, and I'm just like,
you can't get to your account settings from any other place.
Yeah. So whatever.
Or
some
the
people,
donate
some
link.
People, some people did not know about one click crafting.
Okay.
You know,
which is fair.
Kind of, the account menu is getting kind of convoluted. I think that it could probably use another organizational pass.
Maybe.
Nightmare says he has a virgin.
We can sacrifice
her. Yeah, and then maybe a set will inspire us. I'm assuming we're sacrificing her to Set.
Really?
Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, if we sacrifice her to Seth, then we've got to sacrifice like her
a
sister,
green,
and
a green
like,
one, and a purple one, and
yeah,
a red
yeah, yeah,
one.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
It's funny.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Because you see, she's wavy and
right.
Her sister's
kind of diamond shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. 28. Okay, the battery's still at 28%. So I think the battery is just lying to me at this point.
It's just trying to mess with your head, man.
XYM says, shouldn't the spicy mushroom quesadilla be under Tex-Mex? There's no category for soup, but cool mushroom casserole is with the casseroles. Nice touch allowing recipes to be learned at the Tinker's Cottage. Sweet. Listening to an old show where the idea of slash help was brought up. I have to say that if it was made, I would spend most of my time there, in fact, helping people. I tried doing it in Newbie a long time ago, and it was just too cluttered.
Yeah, we are of a very divided opinion. I think a slash help channel would be ideal, I think.
I don't remember how Mr. Skull feels about
Bear
it.
Where Bear does not want it, which is sort of, he's sort of the deciding factor.
He's the decider. On chat stuff. Why does Werebear not want? I mean, I think it's a bad idea.
It's been a year since we've talked about it.
I think that that's what Newbie is for. But
I don't. I think Newbie is where you're dumped initially. It's sort of a catch all for people who don't go elsewhere. I think help would be specifically and only for asking questions and getting answers from helpful players.
I mean, I feel like creating a help is going to create a lot of mini-modding. Ticket to help,
it would,
faggot.
Well, that is okay, sure. There is an argument for that. But if you just say there's a help channel, if that's what you're looking for, but you can still ask questions elsewhere and people shouldn't, and just sort of set down the rule that people shouldn't say, always go to help or whatever.
Right.
But if someone's asking a lot of questions, then it's fine to nudge them and say, hey, go to help. But I don't know.
Nudge
you know,
them.
I haven't actively modded in many, many moons, so I'm not gonna try to weigh in strongly on one side or the other.
The Dark One says, whenever I log in and go into battle for the first time, my combat action bar is defaulted to bar number 2, which is empty. It's kind of annoying. Is there any way to reset the combat bar? I wish I knew.
There was something like that. I had that same sort of thing for a while, and I don't know what was causing that.
Chemistron says, have you seen the latest KOL-related Google ad? It reads, the future is KOL 2.0, still using the same tired KOL strategies? Upgrade to the future! www.roi2.com I forget what it was. That
weird.
Those random eBay ads that were just like, looking to buy whatever your search term was, find cheap whatever your search term was on eBay.
Yeah.
And it was something, I had searched for like rape. I hadn't searched for rape, but I had searched for something that just wasn't a noun, and it's funny. Southwest says, why is hemstring still marked as a jewelry crafting component even though it's not used in any jewelry crafting recipes? Actually, I'm sure I know why, because of an accidental oversight. I just wanted to draw your attention to it with a rhetorical question. Hot stuff. Fix that.
Jewelry crafting component?
Yeah.
Is it really not marked? Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, because there's all those undiscovered jewelry crafting recipes.
That's true, that use hamstring. Because I'm a liar.
Right, let me...
Fubar Bazcock says, the crafting update is better than pony full of kittens.
I know.
Bobula says, I really, really love the new crafting system. Thanks a lot. It's probably asking too much, but would you consider making a page, a discoveries page for use multiple things like duct tape? Yeah. Oh, man. The printer
so
is possessed.
So it makes some jewelry. It's just not with jewelry making.
Yeah. I don't think it's even crafted anymore, is it?
It is. No, it's
oh, it's still crafted to make the charm bracelet, and then you...
So, well, to make...
No, it's to make the clay peace sign bead necklace.
Oh.
There's five different recipes that use it.
Okay, because that's not real jewelry, was the joke.
I see.
The stuff that hippies make isn't real jewelry.
I see. Okay,
so... If you don't use pliers, it's not jewelry.
I'm going to mark it not jewelry crafting, then. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Uruhsini, there's any chance of seeing a massage-themed familiar anytime soon?
Vaguely.
Mm-hmm. Are we putting the stuff's mom familiar in?
There's a cool visual KOL wiki area of items that's things that are marked as crafting ingredients that have no known recipes.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was kind of neat. Alright. Is jewelryable? Nope. Not anymore. Dun dun dun.
Perchorin says, TP doesn't show up on my House of Twigs and Spit. I should know, I get TP'd a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I not make one?
You did not, apparently. Hot Stuff's in charge of putting TP on everything.
Did you... Oh, that's right, because I did it to the sandcastle and the hobo fortress.
Yeah, but I added the House of Twigs and Spit later.
Okay, then yeah, I haven't done that. Well, crap. It's good that it doesn't just disappear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Landar2 says, ignore my previous query regarding splitting up discoveries into categories. My browser settings were screwy. There they are.
So yeah.
That's weird. What that's kind of browser settings could you have that would change that?
Maybe something that doesn't allow div tags or something.
You can't get to heaven in a div tag.
Really?
Yeah. Because God doesn't hold any truck with fucking CSS. Spleen Master says, please, oh please, make a way to unsmith certain items. With the new recipe tracking in the quest log, I desperately want to add time gear and crimbo gear to my discoveries.
Crimbo gear you can still make. I'm sorry, but like...
Yeah, if you want it that bad...
There's... Crimbo gear is still possible. It is going to put a gigantic premium on wrapping paper. In fact, I think it jumped through the roof, price-wise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
However, I feel like there's probably some other things that got real exciting in the economy for a brief period of time.
Maybe.
I feel like some mid-priced things.
For crafting. Yeah. Oh, well, they're probably the elemental jewels.
Oh, yeah.
Those probably jumped up.
And, you know, maybe this will sink a whole fuck ton of high-end gear.
Sink it? Or create it?
Wad it.
Oh. Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, a lot of people doing a lot of smashing. Those elemental jewels are finally good for something. Every time I'm like, hey, let's make something cool, everybody else is like, this sucks. And then I'm saying, hey, why don't I add some meaningless crap to it? And then they're all like, this is cool. That's what happens. That's what the player base sounds like, too. SnuffStyle420 says, although one-click hot stuffing would be nice, isn't updating my discoveries under hot stuffing with how many stuffings or heavy hot sauces... Oops. I wasn't supposed to spoil that.
It's everywhere. Yeah. Whatever.
I have in my inventory. Intentional. It probably is not looking at the non-craftable items in your inventory.
It's gonna be an outlier because it's an outlier. It won't populate your just like it, when you try to click on it for crafting it.
Porcupine Spotter says, is it possible to have an adventure or an item that explains how to make difficult to craftables, like time trappings, rainbow pearl jewelry, crimbo stuff, grass guys, like how Spooky Raven gives us booze and food recipes?
That's an interesting workaround.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
We could put some interesting stuff out in the ocean, some guy on a raft that moves around.
Or we could put in an item that was like a semi-rare that just explained one meat smithing recipe at random.
Oh, wow.
So that you could just buy thousands of them and maybe get...
That meat smithing pamphlet in the...
Actually, just sort of independent of that complaint, it might be a good idea to have, like, just a book in Spooky Raven that explains the meats with... It's meat smithing recipes.
Yeah, I don't know. We need there was like the right number of books in Spooky Raven for that to it would need that and a whole
we
bunch
could
of other
we could have just a very low chance each time you buy a meat smithing guide from the meat smith
they're actually usable
that he's
and
yeah just make it so that yeah, so there's like a rare chance that he like doodled a recipe in the margin with a pencil.
But they should get consumed on use.
Yeah.
That would suck. Take a lot of meat though, because they're pretty cheap. I love that that's multi-usable.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, boy. Yeah, just, it's like a little tool for helping people waste bandwidth.
I have another idea for some of that stuff, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So some of the stuff, some of the functionality that we put in there that we aren't using yet, that would be a good venue for that, potentially.
Right at 42 says, what do you get when you pulverize Hodgman's invisible hamster? Please let it be a hamster wad. October item of the month. Familiar, equipment, or something else?
Yes.
Yes.
Indeed.
Calyrex says, would you please make the make box and the make as many as possible checkbox appear before you have any items selected in the crafting menu?
You knew you were going to get that.
I knew that I was going to get that. CDM suggests, and I feel like this is pretty wise, make it show up automatically if you turn on one-click crafting. Everyone who's going to bitch about that is going to be using one-click crafting.
Why is that the case? Like,
because... I don't know. I feel like bitching about that is kind of a power user kind of thing, and one-click crafting is kind of a power user kind of thing.
I see. All
right.
So, you know, I knew people wouldn't like it. I knew experienced people wouldn't like it, but I felt that it was the right thing to do for newbies. It's an ugly form. It's an ugly form, and it makes crafting at a glance seem more complicated than it is, and that's why I decided to make it only show up when you actually selected stuff that you had more than one of. That is why I did that. Because it won't show up like when you go to make the Mighty Bjorn action figure, for instance. And I think that that's good. I think it's good to keep that interface simple when you're doing the really, really basic stuff in the beginning. And I feel like by the time you get to it, you're probably comfortable enough with the interface that you'll be like, oh, I get it, this will let me make more than one thing at once. That's what I think.
It's interesting that the people are, like, pointing out all of the places in which our categorizations don't match our, like, quality tiers. Because we separate things into tiers based on roughly in quality, but then also sort of thematically.
The food, I don't feel like, was necessarily divided up in quality terms, right. Particularly.
But alcohol was overall.
Well, alcohol is just a much better designed system.
But for example, Nicodemus says, why is plum wine listed separately from peach and pear schnapps? They're similar to quality drinks, even though they have different names. Fine wine is miscellaneous.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Because, I mean, they're not, you know...
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's interesting that people are pointing out what... I think my tendency would have been to just group everything by power and then come up with a name that explain them, you know.
Right. I mean, yeah, I just, you know, and my tendency was all the items that are
had the word schnapps in them.
Shot of X schnapps. It seems pretty natural to put those in a category.
Could be fine wine schnapps.
Terrible says, I can't thank you enough for the new crafting. This is something I've wanted since I started playing. It promotes exploration so much, and that is amazingly fun. I've just started randomly meat pasting, cooking, mixing, smashing stuff together just to see what I get, because I can keep a log now. You have added so many fun elements to the game, plus the trophies associated with it add even more. I can never thank you enough for this update. Finally, something that almost everybody likes. You know, almost everybody liked Hobopolis.
Everybody liked the combat action bar. I mean, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, radically improved interface, I think, is on par with a major content addition, although I think fewer people will be talking about this as excited tones month from now. But
I mean, I'm going to be talking about it in less excited tones a month from now.
Yeah.
A month from now. Deadhead says, my summoned hobo underling brings me around the worlds.
Yeah, I put that in there. Is that a big deal?
Istanbul says, in case you didn't see it for Monday's show, Possumancers get kind of screwed when compared to Sorcerers. Since Sorcerers get intrinsic increased potion time and additional potions, how about having Possumancers get an intrinsic plus 20% adventures from food?
See, that's a huge...
That seems very good.
Yeah, that's less than balanced. 16% left on the battery, yo. Quietus says, the Rainbow Pearl's earrings graphic doesn't sparkle, while the necklace and ring and the pearl itself do sparkle. Fix, please. It's hard for me to imagine that happening.
I think you added all the sparkles.
No, I didn't.
Did I do it?
I did not. I would have made you do it. A Deadhead says, for the last 6 months, KOL has been more popular than Daily KOS. What the fuck is Daily KOS?
It's some, like, political blog.
Wow, really? Yeah, the earring does not sparkle. What is up with that? That is really annoying.
Dr. Van Ben Miller says, the way I had envisioned a hobo title form was that it would act as a custom title that randomly chooses from the set of hobo name suffixes, e.g. the Ultra Lord of the Hobo Jungle or the Hobo Sferatu, which changes periodically. Would something like that be doable? Yeah, probably. Fineldar says, There's a problem with the new discovery thing for crafting. I make a strawberry daiquiri, then select it to make an improved drink, and the game automatically selects rum as the second ingredient and does the same for other drinks.
I'm thinking that might be an add-on issue.
Yeah. Quietus says, is there any chance of retroactively giving players discoveries for items they were guaranteed to have made? For example, all non-noob players should know how to make a Mighty Bjorn action figure. Those who rescued Uncle Crimbo from Linnea should know how to make his food booze cigar. None of those things that
will
you
generate,
actually generate discoveries.
And I think we caught them all. I think everything that was really one time only has been removed.
The time stuff you can still buy petrified time.
Yes.
So
I think some of the stuff is rare, but I think that anything that was really one time only. I mean, the Rainbow Pearl stuff is clearly the rarest and is going to be the most sort of frustrating for completionists. But maybe we might figure out a way to make those recipes available. Don't go out and spend 100 quadrillion meat on Rainbow Pearls just to learn those at the moment.
Finaldar's kind of trolling. That's weird. Zach68 says, have you ever seen a girl with a honky-tonk badonkadonk? Have you ever seen a girl with a honky-tonk badonkadonk?
A large butt.
Every white girl has a honky-tonk badonkadonk.
I thought badonkadonk was a specifically sized butt.
Yeah.
I thought so, too.
But
not Calipigian.
No, but not necessarily. Do you think badonkadonk is Calipigian?
Especially shapely, right?
It's shapely buttocks. Yeah, the thing is, that's big enough that I don't know if it's clear what that's supposed to mean.
How much liquor do you folks have set aside for Zlaenia's post-con recovery? She's holding up pretty well so far.
So far.
Con hasn't started yet.
She chose to have, a little soiree tonight, which involved a full day of cooking, which, I mean, I appreciated the idea, and I thought it was very nice of her, but at the same time, she's got enough stuff on her plate that I feel like that was something she didn't necessarily have to add.
Stamus74 says, hey, Jick and all, can you give us any idea of the chance of getting the tire non-combat in Burn Barrel? We made a run today where we got the tires to 44. However, at that point, we cliched and tattered scrap and divine champagne poppered for over 1,000 adventures. So I'm guessing, I guess I'm asking, RNG screwage or possible bug? Well, I mean, it's not really RNG screwage so much as the RNG behaving in about the way you would expect it to.
Yeah, I'm guessing that there were a few things you weren't doing to try to get it higher. Because it's 44 is
44 is well above where it becomes ridiculously implausible.
Right.
To get.
You definitely can get it higher.
I guess maybe I don't know.
They were obviously doing it to some extent. There's just you need to push it further. Push it further. You can do it.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
If you say so. That's awesome.
Yep.
I mean, I wonder if they were running as much non-combat plus non-combat as they could.
That's what it was.
That was what you were talking about?
Yeah.
I would assume they would have thought of that.
Well, right. But I don't, I mean, I'm guessing that not all of them were. Because 44 sounds exactly like they were missing 5% non-combat.
Let's see. Oh, man. 15% battery. Yeah,
that's... Yeah. There's Milk Toast...
Basically, batteries are line bastards.
Milk Toast says, I did not get credit for making the basic meat kilt. So there's something strange
about
kilts.
Kilts, yeah.
I've
seen enough reports of that we should probably pass those on to...
he knows, I think. Okay. But I thought he was trying to fix it today, and then there was some sort of weirdness with additional stuff. There's going to be at least a couple hiccups in this because our crafting system is so confusing.
Mayim by Alex says, you're so silly. I am not Blossom or even the actress that played Blossom on the TV show Blossom. Yeah, we know that. I don't know why everybody listening to that show thought that we seriously thought that the player with the character name Mayim by Alex was actually Mayim by Alex. you know, like, we reacted in exactly the same way that we would have to a character named Jesus, or, you know, like, I don't know, Paul Schaefer.
You mean Jesus doesn't actually play?
You know, Felicia Day has played our game. I don't think our characters are named Felicia Day, but, you know, there are cool actresses that play the game.
Liz Spector says, Jake, if you can't get the radio working, just K-mail me everything you were planning on saying, and I'll stick it in the forums.
That's awesome.
Putineska says, can't wait to test out the tent flap update. Sounds like a very nice update. Yay, hot stuff!
You know, whoa. I just honestly feel bad about that update, because I should have done it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you should have.
I've just been sort of focused on other things the whole time. Sorry. There's a lot of animation in the swamp, basically.
That's true.
Thinking about
TJD says, I've been sniffing and sneezing all day. I think I have the bird flu. TJD's a bird. That's a naked juice.
Oh, yeah, right. That's that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't get bitten by any by mosquitoes, because you'll get West Nile virus. And then you'll die.
Let's see. Apple Jordan says, there are like a million jars of swamp gas in the game. Do you think we could pile them all together and make a swamp? Or maybe it would just pollute loathing into extinction.
You could make a Zeppelin. Or a UFO.
Yeah.
All you need is a weather balloon filled with swamp gas.
Or a football helmet filled with cottage cheese.
Yeah. Some naked pictures of B. Arthur.
Tiny Plastic Apophobe says, go real old school and pronounce it vaudeville. Vaudeville. Les Spector says, vegetarian bacon is nasty, and I would know. I'm a vegetarian who lives with a Jewish guy. Fred Levi says, did you get rid of the character pain countdown? I don't see it anymore. Nope.
It was definitely there. Yep. On dev, at least.
I think it doesn't show up in Mafia's Relay browser, so...
Yeah, if you're using Mafia's Relay browser, and I'm talking to everyone, stop reporting bugs!
It is a little frustrating.
Do not ever report a bug in Mafia's Relay browser without duplicating the bug in a regular goddamn browser. Please, for fuck's sake, stop doing that.
As I was saying, it's very frustrating.
Let's see. Dev Joe says, the 2 plus 5% Moxie pants in the Hobo Marketplace make up for the 2 plus muscle hats. Yeah, yes. That's right.
See? There you go.
I'm really smart.
There was some balance issue going on there. I was sure of it.
Well, see, now that it's cool, I'm going to take credit for it.
Did I really create plus percent stat stuff?
Ted Rattlesnake says, answer this question on the air. Crafting update is made of awesome and win. Hope you saved the recipe for it. Yeah. Although, I'm pretty sure we left the cake out in the rain. Yeah. Come on, because I will never see the recipe. No. Yeah. So I really add a pinch of C.D. Moyer and then bake for far less time than you'd expect to take.
I'm excited to meet C.D. Moyer in person at con. It's going to happen.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to meet Jonathan Blow in person at con.
I don't think he's coming. Maybe he's come to every con so far and has just been too shy to talk to us.
Maybe so. D. Malidi says, are we going to love the October item of the month? Do you? Oh, I'm loving it. Da 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 da.
There's a koan about
and
it.
Now McDonald's owes us $20.
Yeah. What, you mean we owe McDonald's $20?
Well, either way, you could interpret it as, you know, we're either sponsoring them or we're ripping them off.
Oh, I see. Like we were advertising from them. I got you. I got you. Vittles are delicious? McGriddles.
McVittles.
You're only saying that because you're black. Black people don't know from quality.
Are McGriddles great flavor?
They're pretty good.
I don't like the Beastie Boys. Ho-ho! Actually, what it is it the English muffins are soaked in watermelon juice.
I see.
And there's a big slab of fried chicken between them.
I see.
And they're not wrapped in paper. They just come in a set of manacles. They're wrapped in welfare checks. That is genuinely insulting. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I don't have time to be ashamed. I'm too busy taking care of all of my illegitimate children.
Wow. You're really...
here's the thing. My wife is actually a racist, so it's not okay for her to make these jokes. I don't believe them. Captain Kirk says, I like the idea of asking for help in any channel that promotes friendly behavior. I agree with Jake, /help channel. I agree with Captain Kirk.
There were not enough parentheses in that statement.
Ellipses?
For me, yeah, ellipses. Also, other parenthetical marks.
I think that I'm gonna have to plug in and play more music, but we're like 5 minutes from being off the air anyway, so yeah, we should end this farce. What should we go out on? More Prodigy? No, no more Prodigy. How about some Suzanne Vega? Although that's a very short song, the one that I was gonna play. How about some REM? Yeah. How about I spend some time talking about just some random crap, killing some time. I don't know who is supposed to be on next. I'm going to ask.
If you just play enough music, you'll eventually be able to find somebody who will take over.
Yeah, PBA said that he would take over if nobody found anybody, but I don't know if that meant that somebody didn't show up for a shift or somebody canceled and they didn't get coverage or what's going on. Anyway, I'm just going to play some music. If I don't find somebody in the next 4 minutes, I'll just play some more music. And sorry, kids. Talk to you Monday.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Thank you.